The $5 billion Tesla battery plant is a once-in-a-lifetime project. It will employ 6,500 and spawn a spiderweb of support businesses that will transform the economy where it's built. No wonder, then, that developers in the inland port were giddy when they learned Tesla was scouting its 77,000-acre industrial park, which is 20 minutes south of downtown Dallas. The network of interstates and rail lines has already attracted some big-name distribution centers for companies like Quaker Oats, Procter & Gamble, and Georgia Pacific. But Guy Brown, an economic development contractor for the city of Hutchins, said in July that Tesla would be the mother load. Hutchins is home to part of the inland port.
The Tesla project would be the largest new industrial project in North America this year. It would have a very profound impact, not only on Hutchins, but in the entire North Texas area.
On Wednesday, however, North Texas learned Tesla has narrowed its exclusive lists of locations to a top site in Nevada, where it's already broken ground. Still, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says the exposure that's come through the selection process has been great.
I'm extremely proud of the team in Dallas County that moved Dallas County from nowhere to the short list, and I'm hopeful that this raises our profile for these big moves and raises the profile of the inland port.
And Judge Jenkins says the selection of Nevada may not actually be the end of the competition. Tesla has said it will choose two sites just in case one falls through. Jenkins is ready with his sales pitch if he gets a chance to use it.
With 50,000 undeveloped acres of land at the intersection of three interstate highways and two major international rail lines, the inland port is better situated in an urban area than anywhere else in the United States. So come on down.
Other finalists in California, New Mexico, Arizona, and near San Antonio are probably honing their pitches for second place as well. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.